News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Ashley Gale with 90X News. CFB Trenton Base Commander Colonel Dave Cochran is leaving his post at Canada's largest air base. Cochran picked up the reins after former base commander and murderer Russell Williams was arrested in February of last year. Colonel Sean Friday, who is serving at Canada's command headquarters in Ottawa, will take over Cochran's command this summer. Mother Nature is no exception when it comes to spring cleaning. That's where Loyola's college students will be trekking around campus with bags in hand, picking up garbage. Residence coordinator Dave Templar says a clean campus is important.
Oh, and I'm not saying that our campus is, you know, awful by any stretch, but certainly some garbage out there that does need to be picked up by somebody. So if we can all do it as a group, then maybe it instills a bit of pride in our campus for others, and maybe we won't walk by that one little thing on the ground. We'll pick it up instead and help, you know, maintain a clean campus.
The cleanup happens Friday morning at 9:30, wrapping up at noon. This weekend, fun can be had by the entire family at the Living Green and Quinte Trade Show and Expo. The event is organized by 14 regional nonprofit groups to highlight green living. Conservation Education Coordinator Maya Navrat says there will be over 50 vendors.
To provide an event that will provide information to our local citizens about green living and show them where they can go to get local green products and services and who they can go to get some great advice.
This is the largest green event in the Quinte region, with about 200 to 300 people taking part in weekend workshops and tours. It's hard times in healthcare, according to a new report. The C.D. Howe Institute report finds our cherished universal healthcare system suffers from what the authors call chronic healthcare spending disease. Former Bank of Canada Governor David Dodge and Richard Dion argue the cure will be difficult. They say options include increased taxes, with a sharp cut in other programs and services governments provide. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has taken a new approach to complaints from students who say they were kicked out of Harper's campaign events. He now says it means people are clamoring to get in to see him.
The other guys are complaining we're turning people away and they can't get people. I think that tells you how this campaign is going. I want to get our message out to as many people as interested in hearing it. I can't comment on specific cases. There are literally thousands of people coming out to these events.
Three university students were ejected from different Harper events in the last few days, including one woman who claimed she was kicked out because she had a picture of herself with Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff on her Facebook page. That's 90X News to 103. Here's Christine Hostler with sports.
The Wellington Dukes play tonight in Game 2 of the OJHL's Buckland Cup. The Dukes play Oakville at 7:30. And the Picton Pirates will take on Alliston at home tomorrow night for Game 1 of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. The defense team for Barry Bonds in his perjury trial said it planned to call up to 6 witnesses. Included is possibly Bonds himself in a presentation that lawyers project will start and end today. If that schedule holds up, closing arguments would take place tomorrow morning, and the case could go to the jury later in the day. Olympic officials have given a thumbs up to 5 new winter events. Tom Rivers has the story.
Rejected for inclusion in Vancouver, women's ski jumping has been approved by the International Olympic Committee for the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Jumping in heavy fog and strong winds last month at the Nordic World Championships in Norway helped convince the board that it was time to add the sport. Also coming on board in Russia in 3 years, the IOC has approved the ski halfpipe along with new luge and figure skating team events. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Toronto Maple Leafs officially had the door slammed on its late season playoff run when Buffalo defeated Tampa Bay 4-2 last night. And the Leafs knew it while losing a 3-2 shutout to the Capitals. Alex Ovechkin scored his 300th career goal for Washington, who moved into first place in the Eastern Conference. The Leafs play a throwaway game tonight against New Jersey. There's 7 other games in the NHL tonight, with the other Canadian teams taking on each other as Calgary hosts Edmonton. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91x weather.
Today, mostly cloudy with 60% chance of showers, high plus 5. Tonight, clearing this evening, low minus 5. Thursday, sunny, high 10. Friday, sunny, low 0, high 11. It's 5 degrees. I'm Ashley Gale with Christine Hostler. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.